said different things about this. I've said different things about purpose. I said different things about calling in the past, but I'm finally starting to realize that our purpose is to spend time with God, is to really get to know him. And then he sends us out, sheep among wolves, it says in the Bible, sheep among wolves, right? You've been sent out, sheep among wolves, into the world to do your specific calling, to do what you're called to do. Hear me there. You have a unique calling. You have something you're supposed to do. Stop trying to be like everybody else. You've been gifted in ways that other people haven't been gifted in. You have been given thought processes that other people can't have. You have been given disciplines that other people can't devote to. My friends, you have been called for a unique purpose and a unique time such as this. So when you go out into your life, go out into your world, you respect the calling that you have right now. And my God, it can evolve. It can change. But you got to be respectful of the current assignment that you're in. And while you're doing your current assignment, you are in alignment with God. And when we're in alignment with God, we can build the kingdom for him in our unique calling, in our unique giftedness. So that is the call today, is to be one with God, get intimate with God. So my challenge is to carve out 5 minutes. You have to find 5 minutes. You have to find 10 minutes where you're not asking, you're not requesting. You're not asking, you're not requesting, you're not praying to God. You are being with God. That is the request for today. That is the challenge today. It's 5 minutes in the car. You get to work 5 minutes early and you say, you know what? I'm carving out this time. Like, I'm going to sit here and say, God, I surrender my life. God, you tell me what to do. God, I want to listen to you. God, I don't want to ask or request of anything. I just want to be. And that is what I implore you to do today and to do the rest of the year. And then you come back to me. You come back to this video. You come and talk to me how your life changed. You come and talk to me how your life changed. Be blessed, my friends. Father God, I pray anybody that hears this today that they would carve out time for you, not requesting or praying, but just being. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. Remember, you're here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you're supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. It starts with just sowing one seed and sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could literally change them forever, not because of me and my power, but because of what God is going to speak through me and how he's going to use you to distribute his messages. And here's just a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, just subscribe to the podcast. I'm going to be dropping frequent, power-packed messages designed to uplift and a 5-star review, and just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing it for a reason. Pour it out to somebody else that you know that needs it. Pray about it, think about it, and share it with them via text, or just take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram or Facebook story. And I'll always do my best to give you a shout out or repost. And with your help, you guys, together, we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. If you want to get connected with me further, or have me come out and speak to your school, speak to your organization or team, just go to lancethonville.com and fill out the booking form, or just simply email me at info@lancethonville.com, or we can get connected on all social platforms under Lance Thonvold or LannyT42 on Instagram. As always, guys, put your gloves on because we got root work to do. We will see you next time on the Planted, Not Buried podcast.